This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Dickerson, Cal is here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Crowley, back tomorrow after 2 weeks of paternity leave. Paul Skeens is an all-star. Brian Reynolds is an all-star. We talked about it really in the beginning of the show, and Brian Reynolds just, you know, not as enthusiastic about receiving the honor. Paul Skeens, just kind of his mellow self, and you know, I'm sure that he's very excited, and knowing where his journey started and really started, you know, I mean, it's been less than a year, and he's just been going, and now he finds himself, after how many starts has he had, maybe 10 11, something like that, nothing insane, but knowing that he got called up in the beginning of May and now to be announced as an all-star, I just, you know, has to be an unbelievable feeling, knowing that he is one of the best players in baseball. But there are some people out there that think that, you know, he's not deserving of it. He hasn't played long enough to get the award. Look, I'm here to tell you, and I'm sure a lot of us agree on this, it's about putting the best players in games like this for people to watch. And Paul Skeens is must-watch TV. Every time that he has a start, people are glued to their TV. People are glued to their seats at PNC Park or even away ballparks. As we've seen, as we saw before, whenever Paul Skeens took the mound in St. Louis, the whole stadium stood up and gave him a round of applause and cheered whenever he walked off after the seventh inning. You know, this is the allure this guy has brought to the table. This is the you know, the big time nature that Paul Skeens has really, you know, done thus far. I mean, he is must watch TV. His rise to stardom is so quick, and I bet you it's overwhelming at times. But you know, there's kids out there in, you know, as I said earlier, what, Spokane and Waco, Texas, and in Idaho and Wyoming, and, you know, hey, oh, I get to see Paul Skeens pitch? This guy that's 22 years old, 21 years old? I'm going to check this out. And that's what the All-Star Game is about. It's about putting the best players in the game, but also the players that people really want to see. And Paul Skeens is one of them. So if you don't feel like he's deserving, I don't know what to tell you, because every time he does go out there, he proves that he's deserving. He goes out there game in and game out, and he changes the direction of a baseball game. He has been brought down to earth a little bit, but he hasn't been fully brought down to earth throughout a whole entire start. And he had, what, the two games that, you know, the first pitch or the first, you know, at-bat or home runs. That's about it. The guy is must-see TV, and he absolutely deserves to be in the All-Star Game. Jeff Passan of ESPN, he had thoughts on Paul Skeens being selected to play in the All-Star Game.
Which I think is great for the league to actually acknowledge that even though Paul Skeens hasn't had the counting stats or the number of starts or the experience that some other pitchers have, he brings an element of excitement to this game. I truly do believe that people would tune in to watch Paul Skeens pitch, preferably at the beginning of the game, though there were a lot of people who responded within the industry to that idea of Paul Skeens starting over, say, Ranger Suarez or Chris Sale with, come on, you got to earn it. Well, what I think is that Paul Skeens has earned the eyeballs of people who want to watch baseball. And that is what the All-Star Game is about. It's celebrating the game and just how great it can be. And Paul Skeens, guys, is great.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. He is great, and, you know, he's really changed the game, and I know that he has garnered the respect of his teammates, and to go out there to do what he has done is just fantastic. But, you know, Kyle, as we were talking earlier, we know that Brian Reynolds is definitely worthy and deserving of being an All-Star. We know that Paul Skeens is, but did Mitch Keller get snubbed? Is my question. I asked you this earlier, and I feel like yesterday was almost proof that he's a little bit upset because of the way that he approached the game yesterday. You could just tell he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. The way he pitched yesterday in yesterday's game, I feel like he did get snubbed, and he still may have an opportunity to participate in the All-Star game due to injuries, but should Mitch Keller have gotten the call of being an All-Star, Kyle?
See, my initial argument was that that maybe Brian Reynolds shouldn't have made it because Brian Reynolds, you know, only played well in June. Mitch Keller was a little rocky to start, but he's figured it out. He's been pretty serviceable. So by that standard, I would say, yeah, I mean, he's done well enough recently here to warrant that. But I think it's also a lot harder for pitchers to get that first, what do you call it, an induction invitation. Whatever it is, it's hard for pitchers to get that just because there's so many more pitchers than there are, you know, starting position players on each team.
Well, I did see, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, I think that Chris Sale is dealing with an injury, and that could mean that Paul Skeens will start. Did you see that?
Oh, that would make me so happy. Oh, gosh.
I believe that is very true. I think that Mueller, like, retweeted something that said that Chris Sale may be injured, and Paul Skeens could be starting. How awesome would that be?
That would be fantastic. That would be next to unbelievable.
Do you see a situation where O'Neill Cruz could be invited to the Home Run Derby?
Well, you'd have to have somebody else decline or not participate. Did they announce everybody for those already?
I don't know. I don't think so. So
maybe.
Would you want to see O'Neill Cruz?
I would, yes.
Because of everything he brings to the table, his exit velocity and how hard he hits the ball and just how big he is.
It's so rare for Pittsburgh to have a representative in like that, I feel like. I mean, it's only every like few years. It was Andrew McCutchen and Pedro Alvarez back-to-back years, and we waited a little bit, then Josh Bell did it. Yeah, it's been about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
How about what Southside Jake said, the last All-Star, Tony Womack, rookie All-Star.
Rookie All-Star, yeah.
That's pretty crazy. I definitely thought that, no, I guess Kutch, no. Definitely thought like Gerrit Cole would have made it.
He came up, I think it was June, so he was a little too,
mm-hmm.
He was a little too young
yeah.
at that time to get elected. I mean, Paul Skeens has been up since May, but think about how much better, like, think about that too, and that's just like a nice perspective to keep in mind. Gerrit Cole was really good. When he came up, wasn't good enough to be an All-Star. Didn't have enough of a sample size. Like, had his moments where he struggled. Paul Skeens has not done that. Paul Skeens has been elite and lights out every time.
It's just crazy because we get into the Pirates situation and we talk about, you know, what could they add, could they not add? And, you know, you have two All-Stars this year. You know, Mitch Keller was an All-Star last year. Bednar was an All-Star last year. Bednar's hurt. They're going through some injuries right now. And this, you know, this All-Star break is almost perfect timing because of Bednar's injury, because of Henry Davis' injury, Jared Jones, Bailey Falter. They are banged up a little bit, so they can use this little break to maybe get some guys healthy. But it is crazy to think that, you know, they have these players. They have two All-Stars and one being a rookie pitcher. And they can't get out of the hole. Like, they can't figure something out for them to separate themselves from the pack a little bit. Because the pack, it's so packed right now. And we talked about this early on in the show of everybody being the same, basically, team and still somewhat in it. And there's not going to be any sellers at the deadline. It's bothersome. It's bothersome that they can't separate. And they don't have enough, you know, in-house guys to separate them from the pack, because it feels like at times that they're right there and then they go back and revert back to being a team that you're like, what just happened? Like, you'll see the game against the Mets where they score all those runs and then obviously they scored some more runs, but then they'll go and they'll lose by a lot of runs. Like, the consistency is very, very bothersome. The inconsistency, I should say, is very, very bothersome. And you would think that knowing that you have a Paul Skeens, knowing that you have a 1-1 pick, knowing that it's probably going to be Skeens, that you would surround him with at least a couple of better players. I know that Rowdy Tellez was an offseason acquirement and acquisition, but he has played very well lately. But you would just think that they would have just surrounded this team if they knew that their window was right now and they had such a potential star-studded pitcher that's a rookie to come up at some point, that they would have surrounded them with better players, and they didn't. And that's very, very bothersome to me. Very, very bothersome. Celebrate Christmas in July with us. Odyssey and Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh invite you to join Stuff the Doghouse on July 13th and 14th. Drive through and donate pet supplies at Harp's Northside or Eastside locations to help make a difference for our furry friends. Items to donate include dry dog food and puppy food, treats, and more. Visit the events page at 937thefan.com for the full list. Coming up next, we'll dive back into the Steelers and Cam Sutton. I just think that they put themselves in a very, very tough situation, even though I don't think that the Steelers were fully counting on Cam Sutton to be available during a portion of the season, but they now have two holes that they have to fill. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your team in action for our youth baseball showcase and softball showcase. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the 93.7 The Fan team will make a stop at your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. Callis, how do you feel about Cam Sutton? How do you feel about that whole situation? Because there's a lot of people I feel like have mixed emotions right now, and they feel like the Steelers didn't do their due diligence of exploring that Cam Sutton would be suspended 8 games. They never knew how long it was going to be, but they knew that he was going to probably be suspended for a decent amount of time. Like, were the Steelers in the right of making the decision of even signing Cam Sutton when they did, knowing that his situation was as bad as it is?
Definitely unusual for the Steelers. And I said this about a month ago. I trusted the Steelers that they wouldn't have signed him if they thought something was there. And this is just, mark this up as another, the Steelers never do this thing, but they've done it now, where they signed a guy who they're familiar with, right? I mean, he's played here before. He's not a total stranger. But, you know, they know him. You know, he's played for them. But he's in some legal trouble. You know, he's in some trouble. And they signed him. Old-timey Steeler thought, you know, me and my opinions would have thought that they wouldn't have signed him without knowing. I wonder if they knew. If they knew that this was likely to happen. It seemed pretty damning when we talked about it a month ago, because that's the one he got signed about a month ago, the beginning of June. I'm leaning toward, I think they knew, but they're taking the risk anyway. They think it's worth it to not have him for 8 games.
Yeah, I think that they knew that he was going to be suspended. They just didn't know the length. Maybe I think max they probably thought was 6 games, and then it came out to be 8 games. I'm okay with it as long as everything is just, you know, is clear on his record that, you know, there's no more legal situation that he has to go through, because, you know, the bulk of your, you know, the division games aren't until November. So if you're planning on him being a big asset to your defense, you will get him back for whenever the games actually really, really, really matter. Every game does matter, but when they really, really matter, he can fold in, and, you know, he's cheap.
Think about before, too, though. Like these players, they wouldn't have even touched these players. They've gotten rid of players for these types of problems, for any whiff of a disciplinary problem. I mean, do we praise Omar Khan for trying in this front, too?
No, I think this is a Mike Tomlin move. I think Mike Tomlin wants to help out a young guy that he knows very well. And I think that Mike Tomlin feels that he's never had issues with this guy whenever he was here with the Steelers. And he wants to give him another opportunity, because if it wasn't for the Steelers, he wasn't going to get another opportunity. Nobody else in the league would have touched that. And I think that Mike Tomlin does do that a lot. I mean, look at, you know, some of the, you know, players that he has given opportunities to, or even coaches given opportunities to. You know, just I don't think this was an Omar Khan call. I think this was full 100% Mike Tomlin of, he can be an asset to our defense. We know him very well. Let's check, you know, and see and do our research of how bad this situation is. And we'll just live with what the NFL does, but we want him back here in Pittsburgh where he's comfortable, and hopefully he can help us out at some point.
Just feels weird. It just feels weird to me. It's odd because it hasn't been done before. It's rare, if at all, been done, that the Steelers would take on somebody with disciplinary problems where they knew he was going to have some sort of... I mean, when's the last time a Steeler played? When's the last time a Steeler was disciplined by the league? Was on the active roster?
Maybe Martavis Bryant. Maybe.
But they got rid of him before that became a huge problem.
Yep.
Because I know he got kicked off but he was playing for the Raiders by then.
Martavis Bryant.
Right.
He played for the Raiders?
Yeah. I think that's where he ended his career. I think they traded him to the Raiders, and then he got banned when he was on the Raiders.
I don't know, but I know that this leaves them in a bigger situation that I hope. See, they're
thin at cornerback now too.
Exactly. Like, I hope that they had a plan B, but I almost think that they don't have a plan B.
No,
because they didn't have a plan B for receiver.
Yep.
So, like, as much as I said before, as Omar Khan and Andy White have done a great job, there are some spots that, you know, usually you would have a plan if something does go sideways, which both of those spots have, and they haven't had a plan. And they're just going to roll into the season with Dante Jackson and maybe KZ at slot corner. And to think that you're going to win football games that way.
Let me ask it's you insane. This. Let me ask you this too. This might be an interesting question. When's the last time you went into a season where you were worried about the Steelers? And I mean, like, not like worried, like, okay, are these guys going to play a little well? Like, when's the last time you were worried that they didn't have enough experience to compete?
Not in a long time.
So part of that gives me everything I think about the Steelers this season is backwards. So now I'm looking at it like this. We've never seen this before.
No.
We've never seen a lot of it.
The quarterbacks.
We've never seen the quarterback fall out the way it did. We haven't seen them fire a coach midseason in a long time. You know, we've never seen them take such, you know, drastic risks on certain players. So now they've gotten a guy who was suspended shortly after they signed him back. And now you've got a season where they're short on depth and they have a lot of unestablished players that could get opportunities this year. They've had a great draft, like it seems like they always have for us. So common sense tells you to be nervous. I'm a little extra excited now, oddly.
To see how it all plays out.
Because it's the same thing. This has never happened before. It's been a long time since I've gone into watching the Steelers play where I've been like nervous that they don't have the depth. They always seem to just do the traditional thing where they're stacked. They've got enough depth and they've got the safe players that are, you know, getting the playing time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it doesn't feel safe, but that doesn't worry me.
There's so much unknown for the first time.
Yes.
I mean, at least in Mike Tomlin's tenure, you know, there's a lot of unknown. There's a lot of unknown the last two seasons with Kenny Pickett because you drafted a quarterback, and it's the first quarterback that Mike Tomlin, you know, really drafted.
I'm super uncomfortable, and I like it.
It is. It's a great point because, like, there's just – you don't know how this is all going to pan out, and that's why I'm so excited for it because we're only a little over 2 weeks away for football season to start because I do want to see how this is all going to play out, and I have no idea. Like, I really don't. Like, I want to act like I know, but it could go really bad. It can go pretty decent, but even if it goes pretty good, you still got to play the Browns, you still got to play the Ravens, and you still got to play the Bengals that are in your division that are reloading and looking to, you know, make it to a Super Bowl.
Well, you know why I'm not worried about them losing either? Because they've never done that before either.
Right.
They've never had a losing season under Tomlin, right? We hear that all the time. They haven't finished last in the division since 89. I'm good if that happens this season and they really have to reflect and rebuild. I'm good with that too.
Yeah.
I like that it feels like now they're not going to finish in the middle. They've taken so many risks. It's either going to me, I don't think there's a pretty good here. They're either going to do very well,
right,
or they're going to do terribly. And that's kind of an uncomfortable sense. But again, I like that too.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. That's exactly how I'm feeling right now. Very, very anxious feeling. I'm very anxious to get this underway because I know that the defense is going to be okay. I mean, even Cam Hayward. You know, he's not even signed.
Yeah.
Or he wants an extension.
He's under contract,
but like even a situation like that, like there are so many unknowns heading into preseason, heading into training camp. Oh man, I am so, so anxious to see how this plays out. More than even last year, with the second year of Kenny Pickett. We know how that went. But now this, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm with you, Kaus. It can either be really good or really bad. And they just signed Mike Tomlin to another extension, so we'll see how that all plays out. Fantex Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I was just looking on X here, Kallus, and we'll talk about this next, with social media's biggest loser. There's a big staple, and we were talking about childhood movies. There's a big staple of, I believe, both of our childhoods that is going away. And we'll talk about that. Oh. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. Dickerson, Kaus behind the glass, Crowley back tomorrow. Kind of excited to have him back, Kaus. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you talk to him at all whenever he was gone?
No.
Was not at all?
No. What are we going to talk about? I don't know.
Say hi. How are things going? No,
nothing? I'm usually afraid he's just going to insult me out of nowhere. You're like the perfect balance. You wake us up, but you're also very much a reasonable fella. Mm-hmm. You know,
I try.
And Crowley is, he wakes us up, but sometimes he's a lot. And he's not nice to me. So we'll see how things go. Maybe we'll be fine.
Do you think he's maybe turned a new leaf here? Do you think that this time off he's got the time to reflect on how he treats you, and maybe he'll come back and be a totally different person?
There's no way.
You don't think?
I think it's really going to depend on how calm were his children while he was on vacation.
That is true.
Because they could have been very well behaved, and he could have gotten to relax, and he'll feel refreshed. Or he's going to come in tomorrow and tell us a story. You know, my kids, I'll tell you what. I try to put my daughter to bed, and all she does is whine. And we'll have one of those days.
Yeah. That's probably what's going to happen. He probably actually got, like, rest, and it was probably really good up until probably tonight. And he'll come in and be like, I got no sleep. This, and that.
My daughter, she's just spitting up. I can't, she's crying at 2 a.m. I got to work at 4.
Oh, man.
I had to bother my wife. Yeah. I'm sure that
was going on. Of course. Yeah. Of course. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Kyle, did you see this yet?
Not the thing you teased, no.
No.
About our childhood being something going away.
No, I know that you haven't seen Mighty Ducks. And
was it something about video games? Because I heard a recent video game server got shut down, which is very sad.
No, it's close to that, though.
Okay.
Did you watch cartoons as a kid?
Yes.
Did you watch Cartoon Network?
No, I was a Nickelodeon guy.
Did you ever watch Cartoon Network? Do you know about Cartoon Network?
Yeah, I know some
shows. You never watched, like, Johnny Bravo and some of the shows on Cartoon Network?
Not really.
No? That's great. Of course.
I watched Nickelodeon, guy. I'm SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents. Come on now. I got my own section.
Well, Cartoon Network is shutting down.
What?
Yes. They're done. RIP to Cartoon Network.
I just saw some advertisements on television the other week.
It's right here. Yeah, Cartoon Network. Oh, Dexter's Laboratory was on Cartoon Network.
I have seen that, yes.
You've probably seen a lot of shows. You just didn't realize that it was on Cartoon Network. But I think I forget whenever it started. It definitely started whenever I was a kid.
Probably the 90s.
Yeah, maybe, in the 90s.
Mid-80s?
No.
Definitely 90s.
I remember it coming out, and I remember watching, like, the Johnny Bravo, the Powerpuff Girls, all that stuff, and Dexter's Laboratory. I mean, they're going through all the shows right here whenever I'm watching this little video. But, yeah, they're shutting down. So a piece of our childhood will be gone.
That is kind of sad.
That is sad. I wonder why. Do kids not watch cartoons anymore?
I think there's so many platforms that you don't have to watch on cable. I don't know if they're on a streaming service. But, like, think about all the options you have and all the competition there is. I mean, you got Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. Disney Channel's more reality, but you get the point. I mean, kids TV it's an interesting market. I don't think there's a high demand among adults for cartoons anymore either. There's just so many options to watch anything.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we were talking about before. Like, there's so many avenues to get your entertainment. There's so many ways to get your entertainment. And maybe, I mean, you know, you think about it, like, whenever you would stay home from school, like, Cartoon Network would be on all day whenever you're little. And you just stay home and, you know, you're sick and you're eating your soup and you're having your little sandwich and you're just watching all those shows all day long. And I don't know. I think the demand is different. I think that the cartoons are different now. I mean, they're obviously, you can't put certain cartoons on TV now than, you know, when they did whenever we were younger, like Courage the Cowardly Dog, like cartoons like that, Cat Dog.
My parents wouldn't let me watch Cat Dog.
Right, like Rocko's Modern Life, like they were weird. Like those cartoons were weird.
See, but I always appreciated that, and I think I appreciate that as an adult too, because
I do too.
Cartoons give you the things that you can't necessarily do in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they don't want kids watching them, though, either. Now that I think about it, too.
I don't know.
Explosions, just, danger.
I just thought that something like that would always be around. And now it's not. So.
They need people to create content on there, too. So, I mean, there's a market, too, for demand of, like, new shows.
You know how hard it is to make a cartoon? Like, do you know how the first cartoons were made with, like, the little, like, pieces of paper, right? And you, like, don't you?
Yeah,
like,
you had to run them in frame by frame. You mm-hmm. had to draw each individual frame.
That's crazy.
Trivia piece of information from my head, which, very random. I do know that Disney's last fully hand-drawn cartoon was 2009. So they were still doing hand-drawn cartoons.
Really?
Until 2009.
Do you know what cartoon it was?
I'm sorry, not a cartoon. It was a movie. But, I mean, it was a cartoon movie, I guess. It was a hand-drawn movie. I forget what it was called.
What do you think the best cartoon series is of all time?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yep. I agree.
Universally accepted, appropriate for all ages.
I also think Tom and Jerry may be a good fight
for that one was...
That's OG.
That's old school, yeah.
But I mean, I would watch that every night. I'd watch it. I almost watched the new Tom and Jerry movie. And it's so simple. Like, they don't even talk. And they just run after each other. It's cat and mouse. Like, it's very simple, but it's just very entertaining.
Something I read on social media before was that Tom and Jerry are actually friends. And Tom's the cat. Tom always acted like he was trying to chase him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't, and the owner saw that they were actually friends, they would have gotten rid of Tom to get a new cat to actually kill Jerry.
It's a great...
Interesting theory. Point.
It's a great theory.
I read that and I thought that's interesting.
It's a great theory. Yeah, SpongeBob is just... Yeah, it's legit.
Universally SpongeBob. Accepted, weird enough.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
They did have a rough stretch there, though, where they were just cash cowing that thing.
Were they?
I think it's gotten better. You know how many spinoffs there are of SpongeBob now?
No.
There's four.
What, with like Patrick?
Got his own show. It's
Squidward?
Like Squidward did not get his own, not that I understand.
Sandy Cheeks?
No. But one's called Camp Coral. They're all little kids, and they're at this camp. It's supposed to be like an early days prequel, even though Sandy and SpongeBob are supposed to meet in the third episode of SpongeBob. So that doesn't make any sense. Then there's the Patrick Starr show, where he's this TV host as like a mid to late teen with his family.
Hmm.
His sister's an octopus in that one.
Oh.
Steven Hillenburg is rolling in his grave for Nickelodeon doing that.
Yeah, so R.I.P. R.I.P. Cartoon Network. Oh, man. Piece of our childhood is gone, even though Callis never watched Cartoon Network, but then he said he did, and I don't know. I don't know what to believe with Callis, because he always goes back on things, like he does with movies. We'll wrap up the show next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Cal, somebody just sent me that no, Cartoon Network is not shutting down. Here's why. Hashtag rip Cartoon Network is a trend. I don't know what to believe. Never know what to believe. Like, what are we doing? Like, never know what to believe on the internet anymore. So, maybe it is gone. Maybe it isn't gone.
What was the explanation?
I didn't click the article because I don't have time to read it, but it says it's not shutting down. But
hooray!
Everywhere else says it is shutting down. So I don't know. I have no idea. Paul Skeens is an all-star. Ryan Reynolds is an all-star. Pirates split the series with the Mets. They take on the Brewers tonight. First pitch is at 8:10. I do not know who is pitching tonight. I haven't seen that. Maybe it's Perez. If I had to make a guess, it may be Perez, but they have a three-game series against the Brewers, then a three-game series against the White Sox, then it's the All-Star break, and anticipating the Pirates not making any moves before the All-Star break, and rolling with what they have, which is very disheartening, because I feel like that they could be close, and I don't know if what they have is the right formula to be in the mix here. So we'll see what happens down this stretch of games. If they do, I believe, win, I don't know, what if they win, if they come out on the plus side of these next two series, I believe that they will be .500. So Cam Sutton suspended 8 games. He'll be back before divisional play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Sidney Crosby still hasn't signed a contract yet, which to me, little question mark. But Rob Rossi says it's coming down very soon. Tomorrow, Adam Crowley, he'll be back. We'll all be together. We'll be a family again. Ray Fittipaldo joins us tomorrow. Doug Whaley joins us tomorrow as well. Callis, it was nice being back with you today, man. I'll talk
great
to you tomorrow.
Job.
Yes, sir. Fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 94, low of 69 with overcast. Tomorrow, high of 91, low of 72, partly cloudy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.